Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Once again, President Trump alleging massive voting fraud, this time in Georgia. Voters there will decide the fate of the Senate today. Nancy Pelosi requiring gender-neutral language in Congress. The murder rate in St. Louis hitting a 50-year high. Iran starts enriching uranium ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration. Also coming up today, what the far left really wants and how it will affect you. But first, President Trump speaking before a packed crowd in Georgia hours after the Washington Post published his private conversation to the Georgia Secretary of State about voting fraud. Critics accuse Mr. Trump of pressuring the Secretary of State to flip the count. Supporters say the entire situation needs a special counsel and a federal investigation because of allegations of massive fraud. Citizens in the Peach State now casting ballots that will ultimately dictate which party controls the Senate. Latest poll showed the two races tied. Senate has been controlled by Republicans since 2014. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi unveiling a series of new rules for the next session of Congress, banning all gendered language. That's right. Bills will no longer include words like mother, father, daughter, himself, herself, uncle, aunt, or niece. Replacements include parent, child, family, relation, and themselves. Democrats say the lingo will produce a, quote, more inclusive environment. Oh, yeah, sure it will. Come on, man. Oh, sorry. That would get me banned from Congress. Homicides in St. Louis, Missouri, now at the highest level since the early 1970s. Meantime, radical activists in that city still working to defund the St. Louis police. It's amazing. And there doesn't seem to be much pushback in Missouri's largest city. The mullahs in Iran enriching uranium that makes nuclear weapons. The incident, a clear violation of the 2015 nuclear agreement. But President Trump withdrew from that in 2018. Joe Biden has said he plans to rejoin the international deal once sworn into office. The Iranians fully realizing Mr. Biden is much weaker than Donald Trump. In a moment, what the radical left really wants. Right back with that. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Today's two Senate races in Georgia will test traditional America like never before. If the two radical leftists, Democrats Ossoff and Warnock, win, the Senate will be controlled by the left. And as you know, the House is already controlled by Democrats. And that will bring big changes over all of the USA. So what do the radicals really want? Well, simply put, they want a totalitarian federal government to tell Americans what they can have and what they can't have, what they can do and what they can't do. That is how socialism is imposed. Now, the way to do this is to control the economy. Think back, if you are a history person, to the Depression. What happened? Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the economy over, the New Deal, and Washington pretty much ran everything for about 12 years. So the free marketplace evaporated in America, and it was because there was economic disaster caused by the Depression, with millions of people unable to feed themselves and their family. So President Roosevelt doled out the money that he had from taxpayers who were working to make sure Americans didn't die. History understands that. But the model that the big federal government controls the government is what the progressive left wants now. How do you achieve that? Well, the first thing you do is you have to ingrain into the American people that this is an unjust society. It's unfair. The deck is stacked against the poor and working people. Once you can get that established, then the only solution is a big government changing the way we do business in the USA, literally. You impose draconian taxation, punitive taxation, on corporations and affluent people. You take their stuff. You impose a wealth tax. That's private property. Tax on things that you have. And you basically say to Americans, this is what you can have, and here's what you can't have. Now, the way to do this, the way to have that kind of a centralized government running the economy, is, as I said, to demonize the country. It's an evil country. It's a racist country. And that's why the progressives are running down all of our traditions. And they are making progress, largely because the media is applauding some of these actions. When you take Abraham Lincoln's name off a high school in San Francisco, and there is no outcry out there, then you know the progressives are gaining power. So, to recap, the far left wants to control what we have and what we do. And that's why the vote in Georgia today is so important. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1998, musician and politician Sonny Bono died in a freak accident while on vacation with his family in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, ending the life of a worldwide celebrity. Here's the story. Born Salvatore Bono in Detroit, February 1935, Mr. Bono moved to Los Angeles when he was 7 years old. As a young adult, he became a songwriter and singer at Specialty Records, working with prominent producer Phil Spector, who's now in jail for life, and singing backup vocals for the Righteous Brothers. You'll remember them. While married to his first wife, Sonny Bono met 16-year-old Cheryl Lynn Sarkissian, better known to the world as Cher. The pair began a romance, then worked together and struck gold with their 1965 mega hit, I Got You, Babe. Bono divorced his wife and in 1969 married Cher in August 1971, 2 years later. The couple's TV show, The Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, premiered, featuring the tall, dark-haired Cher decked out in outrageous outfits with the mustachioed Bono playing the straight man in bell bottoms. The show's run lasted until 1974 when the couple split up. Bono was then elected mayor of Palm Springs, California, and in 1994, he won a seat in Congress as part of a sweeping Republican victory led by Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. On January 5, 1998, Sonny Bono went skiing by himself in the mountains near Lake Tahoe. He never returned. After hours of searching, a rescue team found his body. Sonny had hit a tree, causing severe trauma to his head and rib cage. Doctors believe the 63-year-old died instantly. Despite the divorce, Cher delivered the eulogy at Sonny Bono's funeral. His wife, Mary, was appointed by the governor to fill his congressional seat in California. She went on to win re-election 6 times. Sonny Bono's tombstone simply features his birth date, death, and the words, "The Beat Goes On," which, of course, was a major hit for Sonny and Cher. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.